College trans runner wins multiple women's events, would have finished last in men's division. By Warner Todd Houston on May 5, 2024. According to the statistics, the three big wins racked up in the women's Division III track and field events by college transgender runner Sadie Schreiner would have placed Schreiner at the bottom of the heap in the men's divisions. Running for the Rochester Institute of Technology on Saturday, Schreiner won the 400 meters with a 55.07 and the 200 meters at 24.14, Fox News reported. Schreiner was also awarded a school record in the women's category with a 200-meter time, now a Liberty League Conference women's record. It is also a record beating Schreiner's past 24.50 set this season. However, both finals would have left Schreiner in last place in the men's categories during the weekend's events, Fox added. Schreiner was born Camden Schreiner in New Jersey and competed as a boy at Hillsboro High School. There, he earned the 20th best 100-meter time, 11.72, for boys. That time, though, would have made him the leader in the girls' category. Despite these results, Schreiner insists that he has no automatic advantage despite his biology. Out of all the hate that's been shared of me, cheater is the most common word used. In my eyes, the discussion of trans inclusion in athletics shouldn't even be a debate. Schreiner wrote on social media, Fox News reported. As more research is done, the more evident this becomes. There's a reason I'm only as fast as I was in middle school. And the only variable that's changed over my 9 years of running is my medication. Even as Olympic studies prove the disadvantages of trans athletes, it's not enough, he insisted. Policies are being changed before research is done. And the only way to stay educated in this process is to talk to the few trans athletes that are competing and hear their stories, bring them into the conversation. The only way to make an educated decision on a small handful of athletes is to hear their voice, not speak for them. His proclamations, though, do not take into account a growing number of studies that show that transgender therapies are not enough to take away advantages of a male body over a female body. Most of the rules put in place by sports organizations govern testosterone levels. But testosterone alone is far from the only difference between men and women where it affects sports. For instance, researchers Emma N. Hilton and Tommy R. Lundberg published a study in sports medicine that found current evidence shows the biological advantage, most notably in terms of muscle mass and strength, conferred by male puberty and thus enjoyed by most transgender women is only minimally reduced when testosterone is suppressed as per current sporting guidelines for transgender athletes. The authors of that study go on to say that transgender women have between a 10 and 50% advantage over women in sports, regardless of testosterone levels. A similar study by Timothea Roberts, Joshua Smalley, and Dale Arendt, published by the British Journal of Sports Medicine, found that men who transition to women maintain some of their physical advantages over women despite all the medical tomfoolery of their transition. Yet another study finds that muscle strength, size, and composition are still stronger in transgender women for at least a year after gender-affirming treatment. Women's sports advocate Riley Gaines blasted the NCAA for Schreiner's success as a female track and field star. Sadie Schreiner, male competing with the women, won the women's 200 and 400 meters today at the Liberty League Championship meet. He broke the 400 meters women's record in the process, Gaines wrote, adding, he would have finished last amongst the other boys by 2 full seconds. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.